Who's that?
Moshe.
That's Moshe.
Yeah. You notice Rashi switches around his Lashon from Zochar to Nekeva. If you take a look at the, well, the Gemara calls uses Lashon Zochar, Chetzio. Al Gabe Selva, Chetzio Al Gabe. You notice that? And Rashi, in the same Rashi, he switches, he uses Lashon Zochar for the Zohoris. Lashon Shel Zohoris. Because he says, Iyamit Naktare Kule Besela. You notice that? He doesn't say Iyamit Naktare Kula Besela. Yeah, I know. But you are right. So it's hard to bring a right, but I just wanted to show it's hard to bring a right from Rashi from the Lashon Zochar to Nekeva. But I think you're right anyways. Because in this case it's in one sentence. Vilo tal bin lachatzoyin ashet tigomer melechas kula. But Rashi's not careful with Lashon. It's mashma like that. Zochar and Nekeva. Neither is the Gemara. But no, just an important thing to remember. But I guess in the same sentence, he wouldn't switch. In the same phrase. I guess you could assume that. But I like the pshat anyways. The pshat is very good. Okay.
How come it wouldn't be Talbin Lachatzayim until...
Because it says it's not Malbin until you finish with the work.
The actual... Meaning it would never be that way. Like
yeah,
even if
right.
You just did it Pesela...
Before you tied it.
Before you tied it, it would...
No, it wouldn't turn. Okay. All right, so you want to do Tana Rabbanan? Barishona?
Tana Rabbanan. Barishona, how you kosher in Lashon Shel Zohar Al-Pesa for Ulam?
It's an ingenious pshat, by the way, Rashi. Because Rashi shows why it couldn't change a second before. In other words, why couldn't it change a second before? The answer is, as long as he's osek in the Maisa of the tying of Maisa Shirat, it's not going to be Malbin. So that prevented it. And then Rashi had to work out that once he's finished, he's already too involved in the Maisa Dechifa so that he won't fail to be Dochef. It's an ingenious pshat that Rashi worked out. And just take a look at the Gemara itself, you can't figure it out. Unbelievable. You really see Rashi using ingenuity.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing. You would think that that's what is wanted.
Right. Translate.
Yeah.
So at the beginning they would tie the Lashon Shel Zohar and Pesach Ulam on the outside, and when if it became white, they would be happy, and if it wasn't white, they would be sad and embarrassed. The skin of she you kosher on Pesach Ulam Nibifnim. So they made it to tie it on the inside of the Pesach Ulam. The Adayin Hayu Matzitzin Veroin. So I guess they would still try to get a glimpse. Hilbin, how you smeich him, or Hilbin, how you atzobin. So, same problem. So, it's going to be you, Koshrin, Oso, Chetzio, Vesel, the Chetzio bin Karn. So, it may not come another Takana that they should tie it half of the arm of Vesel, and half bin Karn of the side. Amro, Nachlon, Bar, Papa.
Right?
Yeah.
They didn't want anyone to see it, so why did they even bother to using it? Why didn't they just dispense it?
Yeah, and what was wrong? Shouldn't they naturally be happy if it's
yeah.
Malbin?
Yeah, he said it was a reflection. Nivas Hashem, they should be very happy.
Right.
It's
a great schuss.
Right.
It's a great schuss. Yeah, but the thing was, it appears this supports up shot that we said yesterday. In other words, that they mistakenly took it to mean that they got a kapara.
Right.
So that's like a deprimative.
Right. That's why he was mispaishing.
That's why they were mispaishing.
Right.
And they were depressed.
Right.
So that was not right.
Okay.
Because that wasn't the purpose of it. But the purpose was, it was to show man midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person's on the level to be roy for that, so then it happened. So that's not something that should interfere with the Simchas Hayom, because that's simply something a person should recognize. You're not in a mature way.
But even if they didn't get it, they should realize
they're just not on the level. It wasn't working, so why don't they dispense with it?
What do you mean? Dispense with what? With the whole thing, whole mitzvah?
Yeah, don't use it.
What do you mean? You can't use it. Guys.
Why? They didn't want them to see it. So obviously it wasn't serving its purpose.
No, so but it was serving its purpose because people would find out from the Yeshiti.
Yeah, and that.
So then they'd know that.
So when you find out from the same
probably
thing.
No, probably wouldn't know, they wouldn't know whether it was Marvin or not. But they'd know the next day.
And the next day?
There's no Simchas Yontov.
I mean, because they were so concerned with Simchas Yontov.
Yeah. In other words, it shouldn't interfere with the Kedusha Hayom. But this was something.
The concern was because they were involved in the primitive.
Well, you can't go around stopping everybody from being involved in the primitive. But you can stop them from having it to remove the Kedusha Hayom. You can't raise everybody up to the highest level.
I guess it was still functioning, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu still allowed it to be Malvin.
Well, he wanted people who had a right to know.
They weren't worthy of it anymore. They didn't do it. So obviously, there were still people benefiting from the institution.
Right. Well, that's the benefit, to know whether you're right or not, for certain people, for certain high people. But it's a riot from this Gemara that it's not like the way everybody understands it. Because if it was really to show whether there was kapara or not, so then why then they should be sad. They should be happy.
Why isn't it fitting to be sad if you're not zochet for the Yilush Tumah?
Because it's going to interfere. That's something you have to work on. That's something you have to work on over a long period of time. It's not something that you should be sad about on Yom Tov. The reason why they were sad about Yom Tov was because they thought they had no kapara.
Right.
It's just because of the limit of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really throws all things into a different different framework. Totally different framework.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Amar of Nachum Bar Papa, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, HaKapar. Berishon Ohei Koshin Lashon Shel Zeveris HaPesach in the beginning. The cave when she gia star the midbar hayam malbin viyadu she nasis mitzvaso she namer miyihu chasayifim kashonim kashel yobinu.
So when it's nasis mitzvaso,
then it was malbin.
So the problem is that, what is Rabbi Elazar Kapar argue on? He argues on one thing,
Well, he says that it's tied to the specific Bifnim.
No.
Bifnim.
He doesn't know that they ever put it up in the
Right.
That's an interesting thing.
Yeah, why is that?
So what is it all?
You want people looking, I guess.
For some reason, it wasn't appropriate to put it on the Chutz anyways.
Maybe he felt because the people were distorting his perception, so he put in a place where they really wouldn't be able to
they knew the nature of the people.
Yeah, so he couldn't dispense with it.
Could be, or else maybe held me b'chutz is no good anyways. Because it's not, it's like you're, it's something that should be hasnei aleches.
Yeah, like it should.
Not like something a public thing.
Yeah, everyone, yeah. Imagine a spectacle.
Right.
So limud, couldn't these people just know about it, and that would be the limud?
Right.
People don't exist. They don't have to say
it. Right.
The next day.
So
So why is it attached to Nazis Mitzvahs?
What?
But he's saying it would always be Mali.
No, that's true. Or he's talking in the time in the rear when they were.
This is Bodhisattva. Oh. But he's saying it's tied to
Nazis.
I mean, even
didn't
have this
smechan.
You mean, if as long as he did, it always turned white, never it didn't otherwise.
Right, sounds like, right?
I mean, it wasn't totally in Kleska Yisrael. It was totally just in fact whether he
right.
accomplished his mission.
Well, it sounds like Bereshit, it sounds like that's changing. Something that's changing because it wasn't working.
Boy, this tough Gemara is
here. Yeah.
Well, it must be that it wasn't working, the same thing, because he starts Barishona. And that's what they started with, but then people started looking in to see it.
Right.
And it wasn't working. They were sad.
So he holds the same like Tanakama, just...
Seems so. Otherwise, why would we start with Barishona? Just that's how they did it.
Right. And then he hears the one thing, that if it's Malbin, so they knew it was Nasus Mitzvasa.
Nasus Mitzvasa means maybe Karali, not just simply, but it was Zelkan.
So what is he saying? He's just saying, I mean, it sounds like he argues, he's saying
right.
It's always Malbin.
Right.
Less Nasim Mitzvah, so he means in terms of not just practically, but I mean, you know, like with a proper, I don't know.
So what was the purpose of knowing Nasim Mitzvah? So the purpose was so he could begin the laning.
When he starts the Kriya Sator.
Right.
Didn't they have, but what was the purpose then of the whole system of the flare, of the
That's what my hope is.
Yeah.
It's not like the next Mishnah.
Right.
If they use the flag system or the...
Or this.
So according to him, did they change
so
it?
According to him,
it?
They didn't do the flag system.
Right.
Yeah, right.
According to Rav Zakhar, if you're learning that this, that it always changed, so did they change the system to Chatzi Al Asel Al Chatzi Bein Karo?
No.
He argues on that too.
He argues on that too, because I think...
Why does he say Barishona?
You know, he doesn't seem to argue on that.
Oh, you mean,
But one second. Let's go slowly.
It sounds like
you're
just arguing on the first part, where he's showing what happened in the beginning. Goodness,
mm-hmm.
They tie on the back of the door and the front of the door. And then he also has the Nasa and Sasa thing, but just on the factual part.
So once it stopped working, and then it starts on the with just in the air.
Right. You just don't have people still come down to it. Climb the walls.
People saying that this is a chus mitzvah. Gave him the right to Mias Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So what is he arguing?
Meaning.
That's me b'fnim. Maybe means Barishana or a different Barishana. That originally when it was always Malbin, so they put it inside. So they used it to know when it's Nasus Mitzvasa.
Right.
But the other, he's not arguing with the Tanakhama. Tanakhama is talking about a different Barishana. Where's the Gemara? Is another Gemara or Barishana? You know what I mean? Like that originally when there was Zelcha, so they had it on the inside, I know it's Nasus Mitzvasa. Very good. What the?
I'm
Oh, in Rosh Hashanah?
Yep.
What do you mean?
That doesn't bring me.
This is Hoshita.
This is Hoshita.
I'm Mishan. I'm Mishan, the Kodim Shan.
No Russian, it's fine.
Oh, here it is. Four lines from the bottom. The Tanya, Meet Ben Shana Kum Shnefer of Mine, so the Russian Shazurus Malvin. El Madin. It's not Mishkar Ben Bias. It's been written. So you didn't always turn.
Four years before the Korban wouldn't.
Right. Can you say what the according to Rav Nachum Bar Papa that it was it's a key in Mikdash?
Yeah. That, yeah, they knew it was Nasa Varasa.
Yeah, that it's not really for the people at all. It's just because it's a key in Mikdash that this avoda should have the ideas of Midas Kadosh Baruch Hu.
So why did say Yad Vishnas Musvasa? Didn't even without the idea.
No, because that's the the accomplishment of the avoda. That they should know that the accomplishment of the avoda is.
Oh, is it any pirshanos?
That's what I mean. That would explain why he made a pnim, because only came mikdash.
But what? So what's the machlokes?
What happened after it stopped working? Did they just get rid of it? Or did they?
Maybe he means that Barishona means originally when it was always Malvin. So they had it on the inside, so it was Nasus Mitzvasa.
And after?
And afterwards, sometimes it was Malvin, sometimes it wasn't Malvin. Not that he's arguing with the Tanakhama.
And they kept it there? But they kept it there? Or they
so then they moved it outside.
Because it wasn't functional.
Because it wasn't functional at all.
Oh, I see. And that's when people got upset.
Yeah. In other words, originally they would always change, so they put it on the inside, such an Amanasus Mitzvasa.
And that would help them when to Kriya Satara.
Right.
It was functional.
But then later, when it sometimes didn't, sometimes didn't.
It wasn't functional anymore.
So it wasn't functional anymore, so they just put it on the outside, so everybody should know whether it was Malvin or Namal.
And then people got upset.
So they put it back on the inside.
That's good.
Why do they want everyone to know? Why do they use it?
They moved on the outside, you mean why didn't they move on the outside originally?
Yeah, or just leave it where it was, like when it stops working, why would you move it?
No, because
it people wanted to know whether it was Malvin or not. It was when it was always Malvin, so they put it on the inside. There's no need to put it on the outside, because everybody knew it was always Malvin. But then what happened? Then it was just served function of Nasus Mitzvasa. But then when it started with Malvin, and sometimes it wasn't Malvin, so people wanted to know what would happen, so they put it on the outside. And then they saw people were getting superstitious about it. They're not looking in the right way. So they put it back on the inside, and then they put it back on the soil.
But wanting to see it
does
not indicate that they're relating it to it in the wrong way?
No, not necessarily. The problem was the Hoyos Mechin Hoyos.
You couldn't really tell them they were
willing
to do it the wrong way.
Right. That's right. That's the only way Brian and I have learned.
Right.
That would always be a funny machlokes.
Yeah.
though?
It's not a machlokas. I'm saying it's not a machlokas.
Not a machlokas at all?
No.
Actually, what did they start with?
So the first, the Tanakhama is just telling you he wants to tell you about the Rukoshna, so Chatzir B'Selva, Chatzir Ben Kanov. Rav Nachum, but they added the information that originally was used to show where the Nasas Mitzvahs are not. That was originally when it was always Malbim. And then when it was Malbim sometimes, so that's where the Tanakhama starts from. It's Ma'am Rechad and Ma'am Rechad of La Pligi.
Why do they both use the lesson of Barishona?
I mean, it's two Barishonas.
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
Why?
I don't know if the lesson is Dafka. Yeah.
Is there a reason why they wanted them? Like, let's say when it wasn't, it stopped being Malvin all the time.
Is Dan Miri on this?
I'm wondering, that's why I just asked him. I said,
it
sounds like Mary would talk about something like that. Just text him.
Should I check if I have a Mary and Yuma?
Where is it?
Nah, you won't find it. If I have it,
where is everybody?
Great, phone.
To where?
Moses is not doing well. And Yaakov's not. First, Mandy says hi.
Yes, hi, you're coming back.
When are you coming back? Mandy wants to know.
After you suck it, it looks like.
Well, hopefully the dorm will be ready by November 1st.
Where are you?
That'd be great.
You're in Gush?
Yeah.
How's Menachem Leibtag doing? I read his stuff, it's not bad. You go to Rabbi Leibtag's shir?
No. Do you know
it? And I just get his stuff over email. Some of it's pretty good, actually. It's not bad stuff. He explains stuff no one else talks about, which is pretty interesting. Smichas, how Pashas develop in Tanakh. It's very good.
Are you going to a Lichtenstein's shir?
It's not a fever.
Yep.
That's a step.
How's that going?
Ready.
What are they learning this year?
What do you see?
All right, enjoy. Okay, what's ready?
What are you saying? I'm
going to lose you. Galaramos.
That's the best I can remember. What's the other choice? It's machlokes. So what would machlokes be? Machlokes would be whether the funny machlokes. I mean, the metzius.
Right.
I had to be machlokes and metzius, no?
Machlokes be
on whether it always changed or not. Yeah, on whether we announce.
That's the
work out.
That would be very. You know the history.
Be impossible. I mean. It either was Malvin or was always Malvin or not.
Could be machlokes what they started with. Did they start by putting it inside or did they start by putting it outside?
Yeah, but he says, but it wouldn't work out because he says that they knew there was Nasas Mitzvasa.
Right.
Right, but the Tanakhama says that the problem was that sometimes it wouldn't work. And the people would get upset. So you can have machlokes and messias.
If it didn't turn, obviously they wouldn't start. They wait until the system was, until the flag system worked or whatever. So they, whatever the other
machlokes
is.
No, one second. I don't understand.
So machlokes is when they started, right? Did they wait until they got to the minbar? Or did they use the flags? Or did they wait for remote time? Right?
Yeah, but hey, what's machlokes? Forget about flags. What's machlokes here between Tanakama and the second one?
Where did they hang the string
originally? That's the only machlokes?
Yes.
So what does it mean, Kirin Shigia Sela Midbar and Mabim Vyodav Shnasas
Mitzvasa? So he's saying that the reason they hung it originally on the inside was because the primary purpose of the Lashon Zeharis was to tell you it was a Kiyam in the Avodah Seyam.
What do you mean? Did you have flags or didn't have flags?
You had flags as a backup.
As a backup?
In case it didn't turn.
So then what do you need the...
Because if it did turn, it would be quicker. It would turn right away. The second it was done, the flags, you'd have to wait till it was relayed. It would take an extra 5 minutes.
And then take extra time.
Everyone's sitting there. Everyone's
waiting for the Torah.
Everyone's sitting there with the Torah, waiting for him to start.
It's not much of an oasis. It's keeping Shigia Sela Midbar in Melbourne.
But we know it actually didn't turn over here.
But that's not what he says.
You're going to have to say they're all factually arguing on that, though.
The other Shinasis Mitzvah.
Right, so they're actually arguing on whether or not it turned over here.
You mean to make a difference of 5 minutes?
Right. 5 minutes.
So what's the machlokes?
What is the primary purpose? I mean, a possibility. What's the primary purpose of the Washington Shultur? So about like Kiyam of the
That's a hard shot. And it's not mashma from the Russian. I don't know. You see anybody saying anything? I mean, this is the best I can do.
Why would they hang it up on the outside? Like, what would be the benefit of them? Like, if it wasn't Malbin, right, you're saying according to there's two stages, right? So the gym, because there's always Malbin. Then they brought it out. But when it was, when it's not being Malbin all the time. So what would be the benefit for them to see if it wasn't Malbin?
Because they should know if they're on the level.
They should get
depressed
about it, but they have a right.
Right, they have a right now. I mean, that's what I think. Is there
a
real
lover
on there?
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I think it is. Unless somebody has some reason. Okay.
The reason they moved it in so it wouldn't be a busha for them?
Right.
Even though it would be sad, but it
wouldn't
be a busha.
Well, two things were bad. I mean, you're not supposed to be
Atzav and Yantav. And the busha is simply because of a couple of them?
Well, what we said was that the purpose of it was really to know whether they're on the right level.
Right.
But not to take it as a sign of whether there was kapara or not.
Right. That's
yesterday, right? Yeah. So the smechem and yatzavim was not good because they were thinking the wrong way.
Even though it doesn't mean they're not on the level for Gilash Shchina.
What? It
doesn't mean they're not on the level for Gilash.
Right, it means they're not on the level if it didn't change.
So that's not taking it the wrong way, that's the real way.
No, but you shouldn't be yatzavim.
Shouldn't interfere with Simchas Yom.
The reason why they were yatzavim was not because of that. The reason they were tzavim because they thought there's no kapara.
But that's why, not because of
that. Not because of that. That's why they were smechem. But really, it's just that they should know what level they're on. Okay? All right, so that's it. Yes?
I think there's another riot for that shot in the Washington Show that's not a path, but we say yesterday that it's not really a phenomenon that did they actually get kapara?
Yes.
I just go through a bunch of different, like, basically,
Right. That's a good raya. Yeah, because there's no kapara. That's very good. That's a good raya. Because it's good. Right. No, you're right. That's a good raya because otherwise, what was the purpose of bringing the also the Mishlech all together? Well, once you saw that 4 years before that it doesn't change, so if that was if the kapara was totally in that, so there wouldn't be any purpose in the whole thing. So you see that it has nothing to do with it.
Doesn't mean you weren't excited to do it. Doesn't mean. If you knew you weren't getting kapara, it's only chayav. It's all mitzvah, right?
If it's not a kapara, it's got no purpose. What? Who says that?
Rashi.
Who went off? It's difficult. But it's only a simen. Doesn't mean it's definite. It's not a raya, it's a simen. Because it shows you the midas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean it's a raya.
It's a simen
in the universal. That's what I think it means.
Yeah, so the Lashon Shemachah
Kadosh Baruch
Hu doesn't necessarily mean to this arm right now.
Right.
It means that in general he's more
kavod
as
well.
And also the next Rashi, I don't know, but I mean we are Maravi since it's Udas, Sheshkin Shar Bitzal.
What?
That I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure.
What's the next Rashi?
The next Rashi, near Maravi Golik.
And with under flam test.
Mm-hmm. So it's either Sheshkin Shar Bitzal. You know, I didn't say either Shemach Kadosh Baruch Hu. What?
It doesn't say Simon.
Or whatever, it doesn't say either Shemach or Kadosh Baruch Hu. He switches from Simon to Eidos.
Where is this? Okay, next Rashi, right after the one you just read. I'm not going to
tell you. No, how far is that?
Oh, here it is.
It's not Eidos that God was supposed to.
It's difficult, I don't know. No, but then on the contrary, then they should have been smechen. What was wrong with smechen? Maybe Rashi just explaining. See, Rashi over there in Lama Tessim and Aleph is explaining what the Zohoris was. So he's explaining why it's they use that thing. Right? Tzemesorik. So why do they use that thing? Because it says Miyu Chatechem Kashonim Kashel Yalbino. So that's why that thing was used as a synonym. In other words, explaining why they use that. Why that was used? Because of the pasuk of Yichatechem Kashanim. But not that proved that there was mechiba.
Right.
I know. I don't know. I don't know, difficult. It's a simon, but he says it's only a simon. He doesn't say it's a raya. Right.
It doesn't mean, but you still, let's say, the cow is like the Rambam. You still have kapara for those kind of things, huh?
Right.
The whole thing function.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. How do you know? You don't know what happens.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it just means it's not mofel to the, you know, kashan and kashik, kashan and kabinu. It's not kashelik, right. But there's still kapara maybe on kalos. I don't know. I'm just speculating. But maybe there is a level of kapara still.
I mean, it should be. Either it works or it doesn't work. I mean, but the point is you don't know what a kapara does.
Correct.
So that's why you have a halachic system.
How could you not have kapara for your kalos? How could that not happen? Like, I understand if you're saying like a regular chatos and you tshuva, and for chamuros and you tshuva, so you don't know if you really have tshuva or not. But if it's not totally in tshuva, so then how could you not have kapara once you?
Because it's mechilah, you have mechilah makalos without you.
Right. So how does it not work?
I know that's right. It can't not work.
Maybe there's a difference between that and kasher and galbinu.
Maybe that means also for chamoros. Maybe that's what it indicates.
I'm trying to say, maybe it's some kind of split. Doesn't mean there's no kapara. Which means that there's not a level of kasher.
Why would there be an indication here of whether you have kapara or not? Yeah?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense unless you say, and why shouldn't you be smichim if you have a kapara? That's what I'm saying, it's just a city, yeah. No, that's not the kind of smichim they had, because they had smichim and not sovim. So if you're on a level or not, it shouldn't be that kind of smichim. It should be a person who's on a level, so he's not Sameach. He's happy Zocha, but the Smechem over here was the Smechem on the Kapara, that nothing bad is going to happen to him. They lost the Averis.
It's like a statement of Marxism, right? It's like they're trying to get, it's like an emotional thing.
Right, it's an emotional thing. And I think the Rashi's loved after him. The Rashi Simon. It doesn't mean a Simon that this year there's a Kapara. He's explaining why that was used as a Simon for Mechila. That's what you have to say. Okay.
You said before that what it says the smith, you said it should have been the opposite.
Should have been the only man, should have been the opposite.
That's what I was trying to understand what you meant by that. Earlier on, before this whole discussion, you said when the Gemara said originally that they were, when they saw that the turn white, the smith, and you said the Gemara, it should have been the opposite, you said.
Should have been the opposite?
That's what you said.
By smechem?
Yeah. I didn't understand.
I don't remember saying that.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, it's if a person's on a level, he doesn't walk around, you know, with pride.
Right.
So over here was a different type of thing. It was a pride. It was a happiness. It had a different type of happiness. The happiness that there was kapara. That's a happiness of Yiras Onesh. So that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing. I think Rashi is a lot left. Rashi is really trying to concentrate on why they used the shani from the pasuk miyuchatechem kashanim. So that's why it's a simon. That's a simon that Kodesh Baruch Hu was machal. Doesn't mean he definitely was machal. It's a simon who was machal. So it's midas HaKodesh Baruch Hu. That's the main emphasis. That's what I think you got to say. I don't see otherwise on the other words given on the Gemara.
Is that simple a bad thing? I understand it's not the proper idea. But is that a bad thing about
That's a bad thing. Yeah, that's a very bad thing because that's like a primitive thing. That is terrible.
Still level for that one.
Yeah, that's true, but you don't want to encourage that. The Rambam says you don't encourage that type of thing.
Well, which one is to be encouraging? Even though there is a proper idea. But
well, that's only if you have no choice. It's a very low level.
You try not to allow that to exist.
That's right. You don't encourage it. The Rambam says you don't encourage it. that's the thing I have to say. Okay, so what are we up to now?
Ready?
Yeah. Right.
So you mean that once he finished was not in the Chatzai, or because he didn't go to office, only half of it was not in the Chatzai, and the other part stayed, or because he stayed in the whole thing, so he's like...
No, he's just saying that until you finish the Malacha, it's not going to turn white. It's in half.
Right, so it's not
similar. So it's in half because you're still involved.
Right.
So it's not too. It's when you're still involved in malacha with the other half.
Right.
Right, because if the half is tied to the rock, which right. changes colors, then the whole thing be no purpose.
That's right.
So if he sees that change color, he's not going to tie that
onto
the.
That's right. And he's saying in general that even while he's putting it on the soil wouldn't change because he's not finished. As long as he's involved in the malacha of the Lashon Shel Zuhris, so it's not going to be malin. That's what it is. That's the correct shot.
What's
tough gemara, huh?
Yeah.
Tough gemara.
What's
yeah.
the category of the Lashon Shel Zuhris? It's a malacha, like Midir Kabbalah from that pasuk, or you know, like. It's a part of the Avodah, it's a malacha. Like, why is Rashi calling it malacha? What is it halachically? This? How does it fit into the whole thing?
Well, it's not Avodah.
It's
not Avodah.
Right? So it's like part of
Avodah.
The mitzvahs of the
Seir Mishleach.
What's the Seir Mishleach itself?
It's a separate thing, apparently. It's the opportunity to show me the Sokarash Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur.
Why does Rashi call it a malacha?
No, he means malacha. He's using the word malacha because he means working with it.
Right.
That's what he means.
Well, it's
he doesn't call it an avoda.
Descriptive. You mean like a description? Of
description.
So you can move it around and have it changing all these things. Where are they going to put it?
Right. Right.
Like that.
Right. That's what Rashi says malacha. It doesn't mean real malacha. It doesn't mean avoda.
So in the
pasuk
in the Navi, is that like the source of Divrei Kabbalah, or is it like?
That's the source for using this type of thing.
Right. So, like, the problem is like Moshe being in the Midbar, you know.
Right.
They had that pasuk, but they still.
Yeah, but the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara says the Divrei Kabbalah are just saying what the Teshuva Peh had before.
So, what's the idea of just the general idea of taking something scarlet red and turning it white? So, it's blood or like, what's the that was sort of that we use something like this to indicate.
I mean the metaphor.
Yeah.
Well, that's a natural metaphor. If it's like blood, red like blood, blood is a.
Usually they do black. Usually they do black.
Scarlet. Well, no, the
devil's red.
Scarlet.
The devil's red. That's true. Usually sin is black and. No.
I don't know.
Sin is desire is red. Sin is black and desire is red.
Sin is red.
No, desire is red. The devil's red.
The devil's red.
The scarlet.
The
scarlet. No, that's the idea. You take the instinct and throw that with the book. You're playing the face, it's true. But
what's snow? Snow just happens to be white. No, what's the pulse in the snow? You know?
Come on.
Snow is white.
I think so. Maybe not in New York, but.
Because snow is gray.
Where's New York?
Ready?
Yeah.
So there's no particular theme in having them in any of these places. It's just each one is just a response to a practical issue.
What's that?
Like for instance, hey, you're having it by the Pesach, having the string by the Pesach. Right? There's no particular theme in that. It's just a good place. So
that's right. Because you see, you can move it around. You have the option to move it and to split it in half and put it in half on the soil and half on the rock. Mm-hmm. As long as the, what you have to do is just make sure that the Gilui Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take place.
Like, I think you once said the Seir Shaleach, that part of the idea is to show that, like sin is like an accident to the person, you know?
Right.
As is that part of the like, Holy Spirit,
right.
You can throw it off, it's
right.
Off.
It's extraneous.
So maybe the color is an accidental feature of something. No, so
okay.
The sin, the accident can change from one color to another, and that's your sins. If your sins are like this color, it can change to a different one.
Okay, well, it's good for addressing.
That was all I did. It's an accidental feature of the other. It's not the part of it.
Sure.
It's good.
Bring out the chiller.
Just like snow is a feature of the land.
Good dress for a shower.
Please, I'm welcome.
All right, so on to the Mishnah. Amrilo
looks like yes, I have a Mishnah. So
that was after they put on the sorry, after they split it up.
Right. You can't go to the next avoda until the sire reaches the midbar. Shneimar b'shilach as a sire b'midbar. B'achar kach b'eschel hachatos ekher mizbeicha. And only afterwards does the pasuk say b'chel hachatos.
There's only one problem. Problem is.
That's like 40 avodas later.
That's right. B'shilach as a sire b'midbar. Now what comes afterwards?
Kriyas
Torah. No. Shiloh has a sir of a man. That's right, they alone.
And also the Seer Chakas of the Musaf.
And the Seer Chakas of the Musaf. And then.
Then you have
this. Why did Rashi pick on this?
It's also two psukim later. It's not even psukim. It's not really the next pasuk.
Right.
Well,
it's not the next pasuk.
It's not the next pasuk.
You looked at the pasuk.
Yeah, it's not even, there's another pasuk in between.
Yeah, there's one more pasuk in between, right?
I think
the Elon Elam. Yeah, they could read the Elon Elam.
What's your question on Rashi?
Question on Rashi is that why does Rashi want? Rashi wants to show he can't be Maskel and Avoda until when? Until you finish with the Sar Nasa Mitzvah. Because of Shiva Hassan Midbar, and afterwards says the Skhila Bachata Zakim is Becha. Why does he pick the right away? There's another pasuk before that. Anybody there have a Chumash? Guys on the phone? Hello? Anybody there got a Chumash?
I have one.
Yeah, okay. Tell you, what's after the Shiloh has a Sarva Midbar?
Which
pasuk
is that?
That's the Shiloh. Which pasuk is that? That's.
We got it here. Come on, say it again.
Yeah, that's out of place. Okay. And then what does it say after that? And then the Eschir B'chathas. So why did Rashi go to Eschir B'chathas Akhtim as Becho? I should have gone to V'Rosso Solos Home.
Right.
Right, also?
Yeah.
The way Rashi's writing is like a lot because you can't do another Avodah.
Right.
Like from the Rashi later on, and like the Rashi, everybody, it's you can't do the Mishnah. Is you can't do Kriyas Torah until
that's correct. And Kriyas Torah is not an avoda. That's
a
question. That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah.
The Rav takes that question up.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the pieces. The piece in the. Third volume of the Kovach Shirim for Abba Mari.
Oh, in Yartzeit, so.
In Yartzeit, yeah, but there's a short piece. In the third volume, they have some short pieces that he submitted.
Wow.
Those are usually perfect, especially when he wrote them. Yeah, it's a beautiful piece. We'll take it up, we'll do it.
Cool.
Three volumes. Yeah, three volumes. And I'll see, I still have them in the Shiurim, and the last one are certain pieces from Rabbeisha and certain pieces from the grid. Beautiful piece, beautiful, ingenious. Part of it is from our plan. So we'll leave that question. But the other question he doesn't take up. So we've got to handle that one.
What's the other question?
The break. Yeah, what did Psukim again? The Shiloh has a soul in Midbar, and then afterwards says that he loved the Fashir has begun. That's out of order. That's the only one that's out of order, right? And then it says, after that, what does it say? Right, so why doesn't he mention Vasa Solasolasolasam? He couldn't do that until after Shilachas Sol Midbar. Why does he go to Shilachas Shaktim Mizbecha? I saw so the Purushim on the side of the Mishnah is trying to take it. It says Lav Dafka, I want to say. But it's difficult. It's difficult. Difficult. What? So what are you saying?
That's the problem. He still serves himself now. He doesn't really mean it. He doesn't really mean like Tira. He means live up to it. That's what he means.
What paragraph is it? But when he has Seder Kolamas, and Seder Kolamas, how does he have it?
So that's probably Russian say Shalom Olam Ta'am because we want that.
Cast the Mishnah and Paragim will bring this straight up problem, which is a contradiction.
Yes, what is the contradiction?
Huh?
What is the contradiction?
Paragim says, right away,
he
says,
Matira.
When you
do the
Haftarah.
When does that happen?
Mishnah, you want to take so.
And what is it? Where does it say? You want to take so problem?
Yes, the Mishnah has that. So the Gemara says change of Lashon from Maktiran to Lehaktiran.
But he has a Maktir and more inshallah Parasar and Nisraf from later.
You're right. Right. After.
I don't understand. Yaakov. No, in Peridalot he has it later.
Right.
So it's contradiction. So first it's Elo Ve'elon. That's the order.
Right.
And then it's Maktir and more.
Right.
Because putting it in the pail is not really an avoda altogether.
It's motzia.
In order.
In order. Lahatir.
Right.
So he follows the order of the pasuk.
Right. So it says my turn here, but the same thing Mishnah does. In Russia, you have to change it to lahatir.
Right. So
why did the Rambam change it? So you take the lashon of the Mishnah.
Right. But it's clear the order is that Elo and Elohim comes before.
Right.
The Schel of Chatzos. The Gemara says everything's in order except for that one
part.
Right,
and that's the mitzvah as well.
Right. So there's no kashrut around.
It's funny that he didn't change the lashon based on the Gemara.
Then what should he have said?
Lehaktiran. Compared to him, he should say Lehaktiran.
Well, instead of a Maktiran. Could be it's a mistake. Could be it's a mistake.
There's no other nusach out there.
There is no other nusach. You checked the Kabach?
Yeah,
I checked
the Franco.
Really?
Yeah, I checked it in the back. Maybe on the side. Maybe on the side. Maybe in the back.
Yaakov, you're Franco? Yeah, but what's the difference? The Rambam says clearly over here.
Right.
Whatever
you
going to
say.
Yeah.
Whatever
you going to say.
He just took Russia's change or whatever. He just took Russia's mission. He really meant to. Right,
so the Kasha comes back to Rashi. As a matter of fact, Rashi and the Chumash says openly that the only thing that's not in order is that pasuk. Everything else is in order.
Gemara,
Rashi was. So we're stuck in that problem.
I don't know if it's going to help, but more universally a problem on the Torah Sigmarim.
What's the problem?
So like there, he doesn't big days off. What's the problem? He doesn't big days off, even though they're the from the Par and the Sire of the.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
Right.
Yeah, ask me one second. Just a second. So he says you can't avoid until when? Until the Sarah says, I'm not going to avoid. She's all in the Sarah, yeah. See, I think maybe his raya is like this. His raya is really, you should have been mocked to the Emurim, because that's part of the Avodas Penim. It's the Emurim from the Penim. So the Nasa B'Fenim. So why is it that it was postponed till afterwards? Because you can't do any Avoda until the Sarah Magil Nebar. That's what I should say.
That's
a better limud. That's limud because the...
Because that shows clearly...
That shows clearly there was the chia.
Got it.
Even though there was the chia in between.
Yeah, even though, so that's just
doesn't
a matter,
matter
of order. But
matter.
This is a raya that was nitcha.
It could be also explained in the Mishnah and the Rambam. It was like conceptually, Maktira, you're really supposed to do that now.
That's correct.
So the Lashon Mishnah, I guess, Ram also. Right. She says Maktiran.
Says Maktiran.
Well, that's the change. So right, right, change. Right. But you take the Lashon Maktiran because really you should be Maktiran right then.
Right.
But since it's Nidcha, you have to do it later. But
that's right. That's right. That's what I think Rashi's saying.
Right,
it's not just a matter of the psukim. It's a matter of the raya that was the raya that it should have really been before.
Why can't you burn right after you do the karma?
What?
Why can't you burn right after you do the karma?
It's the sweat to get to the midbar.
It's the sweat to get to the midbar.
Because it reached its destination.
Right. Why can't you burn right after you get the chela? And when do you, how do you get the chela? You get the chela
after. Yeah, so once it's nitcha, now it's not, now it, you need to see, you need the sawyer, the seam of the sawyer. So now once it's nivcha, so then there's a different system of priority, really, because you know, it can't be mitzuruf to the sawyer not to the fem anymore, because it's too late.
Right.
So then elo and elom come first. In other words, if he did it, he really should do it right away to be mitzuruf to the sawyer. And not to the fem. That's what the logical order should be. But so, since you can't do any of order, so it's nivcha to later. Once it's nitcha to later, already now you have a different system of priorities.
Why can't you just wait till the sawyer gets the midbar and then be machter?
Because there's no tziruf.
No reason to do that.
There's no tziruf anymore. Because once the sawyer reaches midbar, it's the seam of the avoda, of avodas sawyer. So once you have the seam of avodas sawyer and asa mibachotz, so then it can't be mitzuruf anymore to the sawyer and asa b'fnim. So it's a mafsik. So once it's a mafsik, it's thrown to a later zman. Once it's thrown to a later zman, elon, elon, half priority.
Because I guess the ikar karban is just that towards the middle.
That's right.
Right.
Okay, so
so it's interesting. So in like conceptually, the Seder really was, it's like an intrinsic dechia in the Seder.
Yeah, intrinsic dechia.
It's not because like a Seder. It's really, again,
really, it should have been mitzaref that to the Seder Nasa Bechnim. So the Seder Nasa Bechutz shouldn't be a mafsuk.
Right.
But if, it's, if there's a Gemara of the Avodah Seder Nasa Bechutz, so it finishes off that section. So now you can't be mitzaref anymore the Amurim to the Seder Nasa Bechnim. So therefore, it goes thrown into a later date. So then you have a different system of priority. This is just Haktaras Amurim, and the other is a real Avodah. The
process is broken.
Process is broken.
It's an AM priority system.
Right, that's what Rashi's saying. That's Rashi.
It's funny, it's Masik, even though it's not an Avodah.
What's that?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I mean, sending it out is the
Avodah. It is, it is an Avodah.
It's just the sending out. I'm saying, but he still has to wait, according to the Chief, he has to wait until it's completed.
Yeah, it's being
liberal. Yes, until it's completed.
Oh, so hold this sending to Minor, that's not when he waits till, because he waits till it's thrown off, right? Lot Suk, and she does. I don't understand, that's going to be a mafsik. It's funny, it's going to be a mafsik if she doesn't really have to wait that long.
So, but you're saying the mafsik is that it's mashlim the whole set of the sira.
Right.
Mafsik is that the process is done.
Mafsik is process. Mafsik is that the process is done. The end of the sira.
Right.
We still have to be makel kela.
That's right. So that's a separate machayev because of the cheft shel chelav, not because of the avodas.
It's
not part of the series.
No, I understand.
But it should have been part of the series.
Why should it have been part of the series?
Because it's been mitzuruf to the Sora and Asa B'Fnim.
That's the finishing of the Makro.
Yeah.
So why is it not?
Because you can't, because you have to, you can't do any avodah until you assign the Sora Nasa B'chutz. And once you assign, that is not tziruf anymore. That's what Rashi's saying.
I don't understand why waiting is knocking out the tziruf.
Not waiting, no. The siyum of the Sora Nasa B'chutz.
Why does that stop the Sora Nasa B'chutz? Why is that?
Because you can't do tziruf anymore, because the two siyum go together. So once you finish with the, once the Sora Nasa B'chutz is finished.
There's always something
you
have to be last. Why is Nasa B'chutz assigning the Avodas on the
Seder? Why is it, well, I don't know why, but it is Messiah. I mean, you can't
the last
it.
Thing.
It's the last thing.
Well, then you have the Haktarah.
Why can't the Haktarah be the last
thing?
What do you mean the Haktarah be the last
thing? Why can't that be the last thing?
Something has to be last.
Because the Messiah of the Shnei Serum has to be the Sora Nasa B'chutz. That has to be the Messiah.
Messiah,
yeah. Ask a question. I mean, I could give you a philosophy if you want.
Right.
Okay.
You're just using that philosophy. Because
that has to be the idea, that the person that goes in the wrong way, it's the fate of that person that he's thrown over the cliff. But he goes over the cliff. So that has to be the seum. That idea has to be, that theme has to be the seum.
So it's like, it's a...
So it's a mafsik.
See, it has to be less because then it's that's the overarching idea.
That's correct. That's correct.
Is it called, it's referred to as the seum of the seum, or you're just deducing that now? That
I'm deducing it now.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. Don't be so honest, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's good, it works out well.
It's
showing the point. The whole point is that it's pushing it over.
Right. All right, so we'll stop here. Okay. So I was thinking over that Rashi on Lama Tesson Mel. Where Rashi says, Shema Thoroku Mashim in Rashon, it's a Vua Adam. The Koshans of Rosar Mishlech, where Malbin the Elo, Rum Simon Shemachal Kodak Bokal Israel. So what he means is like this. It means there always is Mashiach. Because the story of Mashiach is Machaper. Machaper on Kalos all the time. Even if you don't be true. So it means that it's a simon. In other words, that he had this course that God gave us a simon to make the person feel comfortable. He's welcome to that. So it's really, again, it's Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Simon Shemachal, because he's always Machal. We're not always going to have the Simon. That's why the Simon can precede the Avodah. The Simon can happen sometimes before. That's right. And the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnah is corroborated. The Rambam says, Mahaya Osa, Kol Lake Lashon Shel Zehut, Hetzio, Kasha Basela, Hetzio Kasha Ben Shtei Kana, Zechva Lachor. So the Rambam says that Eina Kosher as Kol Lashon Basela. Why? Shema Talbin Kodem Dechias Asoya. The Yachshov Shabonos Miskaprim Belisha Yitzke Asoya. Now think that there'll be kapara even if there's no Dechias Asoya. Right?
Yeah.
So let's understand, how could that work? In other words, it was Malbin, so it means there was Mechila. And now if there's no Dechita Fasoya, so then there's no Mechila. It comes out that the Malbin is alive. Right? So what's the answer? It's only a Simen. The Simen that the, it's a Simen for the Mechila Fayom. But if you don't do it properly, there's no Mechila Fayom.
Is the simon for this particular
Rambam,
or is it in terms of
the Midas Kodesh Baruch Hu in general? It seems like this. Well, when you go on the Rambam, it's like this. Adav Shachayev, Shelo Yikshar, Eskulo, Ben Karnov, that you shouldn't put the whole thing, Ben Karnov, Shema B'Shas, Tachiyas, or Yata Rosho, Velo Yira, Lashon Shel, Zeruris, and Hilbin, Olo, Etechelash, Daito, V'yachshav, Shalom, Eskapu, Havono. But the Ram doesn't say that whether he's right or not, just like he wasn't right before, when he thought that the Avonis can just hop without the SSR, right? But what the Rambam is saying is, apparently the Rambam is learning like this, and I think maybe the other Rishonim also, that the reason why God did that was to make the people happy. In other words, the smechem was good, but the atzavim was bad. So, in other words, so the reason, one of the reasons why God revealed his midah was to make them feel good.
Therefore, what the Rambam is saying is that he says, Shema, the Shas, the Chiyasa, Yata Rosho, the Lo Yira, the Zurus, and Hilbin, the Techlash Daita, the Yashu, the Shilad, the Skeparvan. Really, maybe it would be Malbin.
Right.
Which would give the Amin the source of knowing it and having that satisfaction. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu will reveal to them his Midas Kapara on Yom Kippur. It gives them the security of the Midas Kapara. So if he ties it to the horn, and people won't be able to see it, so they'll be lacking that simcha, which is not good. In other words, God, it was a chesed Hashem, that if they're zocha, they should be able to see the Mida, to give them comfort. That's what I think you have to say in the Rambam. And I think maybe the other Rishonim are the same way. But that's why it was there. If you tie it to the sword and the sword bends his head, you won't be able to do it. And you see clearly that it's definitely a revelation of Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a factual revelation that there was Mechila. Because otherwise the first part around is impossible.
Yeah.
Can't be. But you're going to have a nace that shows her. You think of the return white sugar was Mechila. And if he doesn't do the Tachias, so I don't want any Mechila. So it'll come out that the Hilbin is a lie. That can't be. You see, the Hilbin is really, like we said originally, it's really to reveal Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was Chesed Hashem that the Midah should be revealed to them in order to give them the security of the Kapara Sayyam. But that's why, if it was Malbin, so we want them to see it.
How did they think that it's supposed to be Kapara for this particular year? What's the thing, to get the security of the general Midah?
The general.
Yeah.
But it could have, but probably it applies to this year, because in an ocean way, a person applies to this year.
That's
actually a mistake, yeah, because OEC, because the Sur is Machaper anyway, right. Even without the
right.
But the Malbin is gives them the comfort.
Right. Well, I think it's just to make them feel good as opposed to that they should get that knowledge per se that on your paper should be.
Yeah, that's in a Hanami, but they have the knowledge that it's apart from the Sur. But this is Zohar that you really see is what it was done for the people. Give them additional security.
That's on a lower level? Is that good? Or
yeah. That's a good question.
But
then
that it's going to be...
I mean, the fact that they had the revelation, they chose a certain level. But I haven't seen any problem. I don't know.
Is there... If you're saying the whole thing is based on that patient have its emotional.
No.
Is that so terrible you're saying in right. Nothing?
Right, no.
Because thing happened. We said yesterday that Barishona.
Is Barishona Barishona?
Barishona Barishona.
Like the Gemara said over here.
Right, but if you're saying the whole
point of the name. Well, the time of Shimon it always turned.
But if you're saying the whole point of the name was to give the people that what's so.
So
then it should have been
Bechot. Meanwhile, it was
the
same. That's a good question.
Well, there's nothing. That's good because people said the book that it was in the pool. Yeah. So if we were saying at first it's just for if they had this Kodesh Baruch Hu and use it for not themselves, so now we can say it's the whole point.
Maybe he's saying that wasn't the reason. But the reason was, the reason was at first was no one was going to give a mikvah. I don't know. I mean, it's not the world. Some of these things are not here. A lot of gaps here. Let's try to walk right over what we can. No one really gets. But this Rambam is clear. Because the Rambam says that the Yahshua Shabbat is carpenter, the Lishit Chasor. I don't want to open this carpenter. But you see clearly that it's just a revelation of the meaning of the first world. Okay. That's true.
If they didn't do the Lashon Hara Shel Zohar, it would just be they were like here, right? It wouldn't be mine.
Yeah. Not mine. Okay, so we're up to now. Mishnah. Okay.
I'm a little
going out.
He gave
5 minutes.
So he said it's going
out. Oh,
that's
not recording,
right? The phone line. Oh, okay. We'll do that. Oh, yeah? All right. So I'm a little going out. He gave 5 minutes. He said it's going out. He's fired.
Because of Shabbat?
Because of Kum Shabbat. Yeah.
holds him in Asar Hayo.
So you argue some kind of conflict.
Right. But he, right, he holds that he, you know, he wants to go to Tov.
Right.
It was only an estimate then.
Right.
And the one is in actuality, you knew it happened. The other one is an
estimate. No, it's
two different distances. One was on the... Two different distances. One was on the Tov, which was like about 7 miles and 10 circuits. And the other one was...
beginning of the Russian
Empire. Right, beginning of the Russian Empire, yeah. Which was what? Which was a circuit and a half.
Three circuits. You have a very easy system because you have the Lush Shalvahur. And that's going to turn whenever they get screwed up, or when they reach the start of the middle and screw it up.
Question is, what's Machlokes?
Right.
The bottom of the gravel, take
it out. They take it out. Why do they take it out?
They change it.
Yeah, because it says it was only in days of Shemir Sarek. Right? And then later, sometimes it didn't. And then later, it didn't at all.
And then later, some of this.
So he just so in other words, doesn't fit in the Mishnah because if he's speaking in the time when that happened, then nobody else is going to argue.
Right.
Right. LMI, that's a factual thing.
Right.
LMI. So what is he contributing? That's why the Gur and the Bach take it out.
This is considered one of the recent places
that I
did.
What, the Albanus Shan?
Yeah.
Well,
for next, yeah. No, but of the 10 uses that happened in
the
I don't know.
10 Macholion. 10
Macholion.
10 Macholion,
this is not only one
year, so. I don't got a big one. I don't have it on top of my head. Okay, so. That's where the Gur takes it out. But the grammar, yeah, go ahead.
Amarbai? Yeah. Amarbai, Shlomo, Beit Yehuda, over Midbar, Kaima.
How do you know?
Del Kamash, because he was Del Kamash one, because.
Well, how do you know it's basically in Midbar?
Oh, because they could do the Shiva, or they could do the next part of the area.
Because in other words, when he came to the Rosh on Midbar,
right.
And then basically do those a little further down.
Yeah.
So, what is the proof? What is the proof? I mean, I basically do them on Midbar.
That's because you need Midbar. And the only way to go on in the left column is your Makan Yeshua.
Because that's the Rosh on Midbar. So the base of Hidu, that would be further on, in the Midbar. Basically, Dudo means what? Doesn't basically Dudo mean the book?
No.
Basically, Dudo, oh, I see. That's a Gidu. Who wrote Shem Midbar? Shem is kind of Shem
Midbar. They literally mean that. But I mean that.
Right. Can't mean that here.
How
the gears are
the
Yishami
is
based
book.
Oh, it does a base color. Okay. Basically, do the name, by the way.
Right.
It's not the basically do
the
name.
Not the actual.
Okay.
The Hakamash Salon, you think of different cells already, right? Okay, but you get a settlement or not this Mitsoka? Like the
Once he reaches the Midbar, he's Nasus Mitzvahsa. Rashi, the Maskal of the Parsha. Right. So that's what he holds, and as soon as it's Nasus Mitzvahsa, then you can read the Parsha. And when is Nasus Mitzvahsa? When it reaches Rosh Hashanah. That's my place in the Tanakhama.
Right.
Tanakhama maintains a lot. to reach it.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So, okay. What did you guys say?
Base. Mishnah.
So he just has Vahaka Mashmalon, he was Shigir Solomon, but not the Sosa. Not the Silver Rabbi. What?
Everybody's far from him.
No, I don't think that's what he means. But I think what he means is that Vahaka Kamashmal, if you're leaving the Kesavah Rabbi Yehuda, it means Abaya's Kamashmal. But Abaya's telling you that Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. But you don't need Abaya to tell you, because Rabbi Yehuda, it's obvious from Rabbi Yehuda himself. Vahaka Kamashmal means Rabbi Yehuda's Kamashmal. Not the Kesavah Rabbi Yehuda. Vahaka Kamashmal, Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Yehuda lets you hear, King Shigei Solo Midman, as the source. It's a beautiful Kiddush. You don't need to say that Abai is letting you hear that, except for Abai.
I'll Kiddush on the Abai.
Right.
But I'll give it to me.
Right.
I'll tell you that by the other.
Right. That's what I think it means. Okay, so now we have the place of Shishanim, right?
Yeah.
All these gears in there.
What's the point
of the year? What's the point? The first point is that if you leave in the Kesavah, the Vahaka Mashmal in the Kesavah of Yehuda, it means a bias to you. But it's not a bias, it's Mukhas from Rabbi himself.
So
you should only have a bias. No, that's a bias first point. So, it was Malvin Bishas, Shoshanas, and Tosa. Right?
No.
So, therefore, he's going to be Cholik on the Beloza Kapor and the Tanakam Rav. Because the only reason he mentioned Beloza Kapor is because Beloza Kapor is the same Lashon. That he says, Kim Shigi Yisrael Midbar. Avodah Kapparas can shkil sol midah midah tuk. But over here it means really Rosh HaMidbar. So, the beauty of Rosh HaMidbar, right? So you just like according to Avodah Kapar was Malvin till it reached the Makam where the mitzvah was done. So over here also it will be Malvin when it reaches the Midbar. Right? We argue on the Tanakhama and Rebbe Lozor Kapar. Right? What is it? What's the feeling of like this?
Well, one says you didn't do it until it was pushed. No.
Right. No, who said that?
Well, then it has a book that I said, I'm a little higher than all that. I said, people got me.
Where did you get that from? Can't be an actual behavior. Because he calls the one Shem and cut him a mouth.
Right.
It means just himself. Right. Onto
the
soak. Right. Onto the soak. To the soak, right. It can't mean a dechit v'gam. It means a chas dechit v'gam. And when he reached that time of the dechit, so that's when it was in the Malbim. Because you see, it says no more cut him and takes and takes him close. Right, so what's the machlokes? In other words, everybody holds it. It's malbim when it's nasis mitzvah. So what's the machlokes? Machlokes is whether nasis mitzvah is kishigil mitzvah or kishigil mitzvah. But either way, you have a problem.
According to the one that says that it was nasis mitzvah, right?
Right.
I mean, if they didn't throw it over, they would kind of mitzvah, they're let it go down?
No, they weren't.
Or
that's correct. You're right about that. That's what the Rambam says. That if they saw the Malbin, so they think that they don't need to throw it over. And it's not true. And the whole Malbin will be for nothing.
I have a question for why they call it Malbin.
Why they call it Malbin? Yes,
not
Malbin. That's
true.
That's correct.
I'll say the guy didn't push it off when he started the...
What's the three-way in my place?
Right. And they say before they push it over, right? Were they starting to fit in the arm? It would. Right?
It would.
Right?
It would. Yeah, the whole thing is fine. The problem is, if it's Nasus Mitzvasa, so then why they have to go on further? That's not logical. And that problem be equal whether it's at the Tzuk or whether it's Rosh HaMidbar. Because in either case, you're telling me it's Nasus Mitzvasa.
Well, literally. But we know that you can't
dispense with it. No, but they would be Maso. So it is somewhere else.
In terms of starting, right, from starting the Avodah.
Okay, right, but it's not in terms of Kim and Fuzzo, right?
You know what I mean?
But, why not? Kim and Fuzzo, they didn't do the Avodah. No, but
not even a so-so. It's actually a band of the push it over, right? It's a United Yoga.
Oh, but he...
Yeah.
Is that a voter?
Okay.
People actually have seen a voter.
Have you seen
a voter? Not very good. I said,
quit.
I don't know.
With the Tzuk.
Yeah.
If it's Malbin before, sure. Not Malbin until it reaches the last of the Tzvasa. And that could be before they the Chiyuv.
It was good.
I understand that, but that's the problem. So what if gone further?
Okay, but that's the question,
but
it doesn't mean
that. You can't say that if you don't do
the Chiyuv. Kind of huh?
And Taisa, of course, of Rosa Kapor, who says that. Well, of course, there's the Yiddish Nasa and Sosa, and he says that's definitely the Tzuk. That's Shishon, right?
Yeah, he says that's
the Talmud, which turns out with Lazar. He says when Rabbi Lazar Kapor says Nasa and Sosa, he means it reaches the Tzuk.
Right.
So if it reaches the Tzuk, definitely you have to do the Chiyah.
Right.
So if it's Nasa and Sosa when it reaches the Tzuk, then why do you have to do the Chiyah?
You know, you try to explain, I mean,
but it says that Rabbi Lozzer Kapor says that when they saw there was Malbin, they would know it's not Mitzvah.
Right.
But it could be not.
No.
So it could be before.
It could be 10 seconds later.
Not 10 seconds, 5 minutes.
Yeah,
he wouldn't
be doing it.
No. Which text is your name?
Four lines from the top.
What that? Oh, the other side. Yeah, I understand. But that doesn't explain it. He's just telling you the fact. But it still doesn't explain it because it says Gnosis Mitzvah.
I mean, they knew that the
Mitzvah
was done. And if
you know
something happened,
but they didn't know.
Okay.
How do you know? You don't know. It wasn't done yet. It wasn't done yet. There's no difference if it's the last time
you
know, 5 minutes.
Later,
and if you know, say another half hour later, also. There's no difference in Rosh and Midbar between the other.
But if you have a
Rosh Hashanah,
don't you have a problem?
Why?
Same problem. How do you know the guy carried
it? Yeah, you're right. Same problem. That's the problem. So we just say, if you have to admit, there's a problem.
Between 7 mil and 20
million. What's the difference in halal?
No, when you know when it's a qualitative.
But no, but you don't know what's not.
I know you're going to
keep our show.
So we don't know. What do you mean?
Why don't you know? Because you're pushing
for
an eye. Is that why you're
thinking about it? Because something happened. You couldn't push it. It took him 15 minutes. Maybe it didn't die yet. It goes down. You don't know.
You don't know. It off, it's fighting. Yeah.
I mean, the best thing would be if we mobbing once it's down, once it's not the varm of our. Nobody holds that. But, and I hold that the reason that Torah doesn't do it that way was that would be primitive. That would mean
right.
That would be primitive. This way, it's not primitive. It's telling you the Nida of Kafar.
Most of the Chan is definitely saying, if you have a Mitzvah, I'm going to write a Kafar and not a Talmud, pushing it off.
Where? שאף תחיתו לגמרי.
אף פי שאני אקם כמה מלבים קודם אף יפה, so which means many times it would turn white before he actually pushed it off. It would never turn white before he got the silk. It would only turn white, yeah, but sometimes he actually got the silk before he pushed it. So if he had listened there, must be referring to the pushing.
No.
No.
No. Well,
how do you read that?
Okay, no.
What the kids are referring to again to the silk, and it never turned white before it got to the silk.
No, when it got to the silk, before the zechifa.
Right, so if he has a
mitzvah, then he needs a zechifa. No, but it turned white before the zechifa.
That's by the point.
So samach doesn't make a difference, because the mitzvah is as good as a mitzvah, as good as a samach. The fact is, it wasn't asus nesos. So maybe it took the guy 15 minutes longer to push it off.
Yeah, it's struggling. Struggling.
But you're not pushing it off. No, you can't say that. Because... So that's a good question. It's a good question. Read
it. So he's saying
the reason why he's saying Nasus Nisvaso when it's not true. So he says they call it Nasus Nisvaso because it's Samach.
But he doesn't mean
it's
pushing.
Really, it's every whole thing is pushing. Otherwise, what do you have to do? If you don't, you're not pushing, just forget about it.
That's
the
question, but
you
said,
because of
you,
that
you
give
it
to
the
question.
That's
what I mean.
Right, he was right. Mark said, Mashu 1, not Nisvaso.
So we have to understand what it means.
That's pretty good. That's the question, why did you go further? But not that, not Nisvaso. It's a conflict, but...
What's the difference? Is it kasha or not kasha? The same problem. It's an outstanding problem. You can't push it away.
It's not the supposed way it's going on. That's the question?
That's the question. The same thing with the soot. That's according to the Tanakhama.
No,
Rashi. When people
because there's Nasus and Trussell, what do you have to go through with the rest of it?
Right. That's the question.
That's the question you got to face.
Right. That's the worst thing.
Think of it like this, that there's two shamelessness there. One shame in the Torah is the Shivach HaSor B'Midbar, and the other shame is the Torah L'Azazel. So the Torah L'Azazel, the shame Torah L'Azazel is probably in turning off the cliff. The shame Torah Shivach HaSor B'Midbar is probably in reaching the Midbar. The only question is which Midbar? At the Rosh HaMidbar, where the process begins, or is it the Tzuk, which is the place where the process of the Kfifa Lagamri takes place.
The other shame comes in.
So the thing is, in other words, the Kfifa is the actualization of the shame Sar Mishtaleach. I mean, you're right. Right. But once the shame, it's the actualization of shame Sar Lazoza.
Right.
Shame Sar Lazoza is the Kfifa. But the right, but the Vishilach, the mitzvah Vishilach, is to send an animal that has a Chalei Shem of Soil Azoza. So it was really Nasus Mitzvah, so ultimately because he was going to go through the process, once he goes through the process, the mitzvah is completed. Because he has a shame, so the same thing was with the Midbar. So when is it kind of a shiloh chasor in the book? When the sor has a chalei shem of sor lazor. So one month on the whole, that's only when it's on the cliff. That's when it has a shem sor lazor. When it's all made on the cliff, so it's all made to be thrown over, so then it has a chalei shem.
Right.
Same kind of mitzvah. And the other month on the whole, once it reaches the midbar, it goes through the process of going through the midbar, which is part of the mitzvah of the sor lazor. So then when it reaches the midbar, that's when that. The machlekes is when the chaloshem sol azazel takes place.
And that's not
the mitzvah. The mitzvah shel shiloh. But the question is, so why do you have to complete it? Why do you have to complete it? So the answer is because if you don't complete it, so the shame sol azazel is not the shlemos. Because it wasn't actualized.
You're only lacking a key then?
Lacking a kiyum.
Right. That kiyum is the essential.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't be lacking completely in the shiva.
Right.
Because the shame, once it reaches the midbar, it already has the shame of lazoda.
Right.
So it has a chalei shame, but chalei shame is awaiting actualization.
Okay. The condition on the chesed of lazoda.
All right. That's right. The question is because there's two processes. One has to go through the midbar, and the other one has to be thrown off the hook. The machlokes is, when does that shame arrive? when in the beginning of the process of the Midbar, or when it goes in the whole of the Midbar, and then the, as a result, it's thrown off the Tzuk, or only when it's thrown off the Tzuk. But once the Chalei Shem arrives, so the Mitzvah Shiluach takes place.
You don't think the question of Midbar, the question of the Shem Azazel.
That's right.
It does mean, if there's no such thing as the Shem Azazel, then it does mean one step for Rosh Hashanah.
That's right. That's right, that's right. That's right, because the Yeshiva HaSod, which type of Sod does he have to be Mishalech on the book?
Interesting.
Yeshiva HaZozo. So there's a shame which falls on the animal at a certain point. And that's why he says, Ad Dachifu Legamri. Because the old Rashas Dachifu Legamri, until you reach the time where it's about to really be completely destroyed, so it does not have to change so well.
Right. Can you say that for
you,
though? The shame of something comes about, just they want to leave your shrine? The myth is not done to get the midbar because the myth is sent to the midbar. Why do you have to hold the shame of something emerges in the midbar? You hold the shame.
No, but the midbar is where the designation of the subject.
No, but I'm saying, let's say the shame of something came about since you left the shrine.
But it doesn't.
I'm just saying hypothetically, right? Wouldn't you still have to reach midbar north Mississippi? I'm just midbar.
Okay.
Have you have any indication? Only you know from you to that thing.
I don't know. I've made it that.
Well, I'll tell you why I'm saying that also. I'll tell you why. The court of Yehuda, he holds that the last still has love now. Have it together.
Somebody read me a mirror tonight. I mean, there's not much in this crazy hypothetical voice.
Sorry, why it's not crazy. Because according to Yehuda,
but that's a different concept altogether.
But it's the Ushnik
and the Shalit, it's the Yehuda. That's the Din in the Taskus. That's not the Din in the Shiva.
But if it doesn't have the same of the Yehuda, what do you say?
No. It's the Yitzchakus. You still need. You still have a Yitzchakus in the story, and the story of the Lazarus.
So
then,
Desmond.
So it's Desmond ultimately.
They did a lottery ring. What's the point? Why they did a lottery? Yeah. And he designated
Lazarus.
Yeah.
So
I'm saying,
what's the different system? Thomas, different system. Here's a question for Thomas.
But according to the view, there's no.
Not the mice that she lured. It's Yitzchakus with the shame so.
Well,
that's a different shame spell also.
I know, but
that's the shame on Zazel that you put on the story. One is Zazel, the one is Lashem. That's a different shame.
I know, but I'm just saying, for that, you don't need the shame
of Zazel. No, but that's what we're saying. That's what we're explaining the concept. That the mitzvah is the Shiva, but what are you, Mishaleah? You have to Mishaleach a story that has a Shem Lazo.
Correct.
But the question is, no, because it doesn't live only when the process of Lazo begins.
That's
where
it begins.
That's not where it begins. It begins in the Midbar. But that's the whole idea. The idea is that there's two things. That it expresses the life of the wildness in the Midbar. And then as a result, it's thrown over the cliff. So the wildness and the hiluch b'midbar is the key. It's the first component of the hiluch.
Right.
Yeah. It's the course. Actually, it's the course.
It's interesting that waiting has to be, it's not for the actual human puzzle, but only in terms of the designation here.
Of the Vishila.
Yeah. Why is that? And if they wait, why don't they wait really until the mission is completed, right? Why are they just waiting until the sphere has that designation? I mean, still
so apparently,
may not
that's true, but even so, you're still in kind of the midst of the Shiva.
Not the institution of the Shiva, only the co-ing of the Shiva.
Right.
So the waiting was only in terms of the co-ing of the not in terms of the institution of the Shiva.
But that's knowledge. The institution. It was the Shaleach, it's the story of the shame.
Right.
They had a shame of Lazarus.
Right, but in terms of
so his, once it's in the midbar, it's designated destiny. It's destiny of Lazarus where it's completed.
And
the mitzvah of the hiluch b'midbar. Not the goal. The goal is a different type of designation.
But they never actually did the
field. This is a designation by a mitzvah.
Right.
Right. So the mice of Hilach Midbar is the mice that designates the fact that it's going to be thrown off the cliff.
So if they never completed it, would they have to go back? That would no, stop the it, would still be good.
According to what we're saying, if they never completed it, wouldn't matter.
Right.
Because it's still out of Chalei Shem or so. But why do you have to complete it? Because you're lacking in the actualization, so you're lacking in the Shem Lazov back. The Kriyas HaParsha takes place the moment of the Vashila. Well, what do you mean, Machlokas? When the Shem was over with
right?
When it goes through the causal, when it begins to go through the causal process, which is the Midbar, or when it, or like he said, the actual Vashila.
Why would that be before then? When
it's involved in the causation of the of being thrown off the cliff, or when it's the actualization, when it reaches the makam of the actualization, it's omed to be thrown off the cliff.
How would you when it's omed rather than when it is?
What?
That idea that
when it's omed, it gets the chalashim. It's omed lakach. And that was the kind of shivach.
To do the mitzvah, so they'll get the
shem
before it gets to that
mitzvah. Right. So there's omed l'kach. But as the shem now the v'shilach is makudim. Once it's makudim the v'shilach, now it's mutter. Do our voters.
So are you saying now that there's only one mitzvah which is shilach, and that the chif is only the actualization of a chal shem?
Right.
Or there are two mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of shilach, and then there's the mitzvah of the kiyum of tzeila azazel, which
One minute.
So
the moment
with
Shilach. But the Shilach has to be to a certain identity.
I understand. But if they do the Shilach, they don't do the Chifa, so you Makai the Mitzvah, but not the Shilach.
That's correct.
You want Makai the Mitzvah.
You want Makai the
Mitzvah. That's what you need in wait for, just the Kiyomah.
That's right.
The initial
Kiyomah. That's it.
You want to get Kapara.
It's not the Shlemusa. I mean, it says you shouldn't have learned that there is something like that in Kapara.
Lavin beforehand.
Lavin is
yeah, but over here, again, burden it with the Rambam. I mean, he holds apparently that there would be some type of Kapara. So, but it's not the Shlemusa because the actualization of the Shame of the Devil was in the place. But apparently it was not just Nesosa. So that's something. But that's why I was mobbing when I was not supposed to. Okay.
Why is that? Why is it formulated that way? Why isn't it just,
I don't know.
Right.
The desolation.
Right.
Why is the desolation? Because of the causal agent.
where is it coming from? It's coming from the mikveh, the highest, the makom shem et Hashem. It's coming from there to there.
Right. Leaving there.
It's leaving there.
Yeah. Right. The shame from the girl is which one's going to be involved in the activity of the ultimate activity. That's an extraneous external designation. But the designation of going through the midbar is a mice, which causes the conclusion of the silk. So the designation by a mice, not artificial. The other one's an artificial definition.
The question from before.
Good guess. All right, we'll stop there.
Yeah.